everyone. You love the music, now be a part of the movement. Press Play is building a home for artists and fans just like you, and now you can help shape it. All you gotta do is go to pressplay.me and grab you some merch and wear it really loud and really proud, and of course, buy it for everybody you know. And know that you're helping musicians and music stay real, independent, and alive. And here's something really special. You can send a personal message to the artist of your choice. If we've done an interview with them, you have an opportunity to write them a note. You can write them a small message, or you can write them a whole letter, and it will go directly to them. Just click the link on any of our interviews, write from the heart, and let your voice be heard. So tune in, rock with us, and press play. Get the gear, send the love. Music lives when the fans do.
Hey everyone, welcome to Press Play Conversations. I'm the Don, yes. And Tina, obviously, is here with me too. The dynamic duo that we are. And we've got the incredible Reeve Stimson here. I'm going to say incredible because you're just bringing back all the memories for us in the music. So thank you for being here, Reeve.
Thank you for having me. I'll totally take incredible. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I want to start with you're in Nashville, right?
I am. Yes.
You know, it's interesting that Nashville used to be just this country mecca, but really it's everything now, right? I mean, you can find every genre in Nashville now, right?
It's still primarily a country town. And actually, it's funny, I moved here to write country music for other artists. But it's definitely got a good underground scene for other genres, specifically rock and indie pop as well. Got a good spot for that.
I was going to ask you that, like, what kind of pushback are you getting in Nashville because you are bringing back a really cool 80s sound? Or are you getting any pushback? Are they embracing you?
I'm not really getting a pushback at all. No, it's funny. If I was getting any pushback, it'd probably be from my own genre of pop.
Really?
Because a lot of pop is very proud to be underground, and the last thing I want to be is underground. It's kind of like a grunt, like when a grunge act gets too big, they're like, well, you're not grunge anymore, or you're not an indie anymore. But no, I'm not getting any pushback. I'm finding a lot, especially with, I mean, being in Nashville is great, but the majority of the people that I'm connecting with are online anyways with TikTok and Instagram. So I'm finding everybody who really loves the sound.
Yeah, you've really grown up on TikTok. And you have really come into your own. I hear another SiriusXM radio host kind of put your name out there on SiriusXM and helped you grow. But how is it for you, you know, coming into this whole, I mean, I want to kind of go back a little bit, but like really glowing up on TikTok, how's that been for you?
It's been great because it's the only platform that I have not had to run ads on that actually has done the best. Because every other platform, I've kind of been promoting a song here and there. And Instagram is good because you can, you know, send a direct link to go listen to my Spotify or find my YouTube. But TikTok is great because I can just put out so much content every day and new people find it. My goal is to put out 3 new TikToks minimum every day. And usually it's just like me singing along to a song or kind of me posting some kind of 80s thing that I've got in my room. But TikTok has been phenomenal as far as finding the right people, because, I mean, there's an audience for anybody who wants to listen to any type of music out there. But you just have to find those people. And the only way I can do that is by, you know, flooding the algorithm.
So you get That's analytics. Different. Yeah. The question I have is, you get the analytics. Are you pulling in girls like my age? I mean, I'm over 50. So you pulling in a lot of girls over my age, because your music takes me back to my teenage years. And I'm like listening to these like ballads that you're doing, and I'm just like, oh, it's like Heartbreak City again, or I Love City again, you know, like that whole, ooh. And I think like a lot of people my age would totally dig your music. However, I do have a daughter that's 29 and a daughter that's 32, and they are both also listening to new 80s music.
Yes. So I'm getting a good bit of both. I think that a lot of other bands have kind of set a precedent for that sort of new 80s sound. And it's not just artists like the 1975 that kind of brought along a good influence of 80s stuff. But I think everybody doing their own 80s album, Miley Cyrus did an 80s inspired album. Everybody's doing duets with, she did one with Billy Idol and then another one with Stevie Nicks. So people are bringing on a lot of those influences, and they're bringing a whole audience that's already been established along with these new artists. So it's great, because one person told me, they were like, you know, you're only going to get people who like are going out to go see tribute bands who are in their like 60s and 70s going out and like not even paying to see bands anymore. I'm like, well, whoever listens to my music online, that's fine. I love getting people no matter what, but people are introducing their kids to it. And I'm getting my biggest demographic, because of the analytics that I see on TikTok, is women between the ages of 25 and 34. So I'm not even getting into the main Gen X crowd as far as my main demographic, but I'm still pulling a good amount from Gen X for new listeners and stuff, because they are the first ones to catch any sort of visual reference that I do, whether it's Rick Springfield or the music video I did for Over Me, which has like 20 different references in there. They're the first ones to go, oh, I remember that. And then other people are finally catching on.
Yeah.
The algorithm is an interesting thing. You said three times a day. Is it also that it looks for a niche, if you will, like you're doing a similar content each time? So that
totally.
Goes, and that way it goes, I'm all right, he's doing this same thing consistently. I'm going to push it to this group and put it out there. And that's what you're seeing, right? That consistent.
Yes. The more consistent of the content that I do, the better. I have noticed that the times I try to follow a trend that's on TikTok, that really doesn't pick up. So me singing to the camera does really well. Me dancing in the kitchen for some reason does really well. So I have like three.
I see people like, especially like people that are just singing in their kitchen will get thousands of views. But you put a lot of effort into like a well done effects video and it gets like 200, 300. Like,
that's very saddening for the amount of effort that I want to put into these videos. For YouTube, for a full music video, it's a little different, because I'll definitely want to put good quality in there. But yeah, for TikTok, it's just like I'm in the kitchen getting a midnight snack and I'm like, oh, let's just film me overdubbing like a Corey Hart song or the Outfield.
You're lip syncing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's amazing. It works, but it's just like I'm in the kitchen doing it and it goes, okay, I'll push that out.
Don, right. There was a young man on TikTok. He was one of the big first TikTokers. He grew, I don't even, millions in like no time. His name was YD18, if you ever want to look him up. And literally his videos are...
He did Mandy. He's the one that did Mandy, right?
He was doing like Barry Manilow lip syncs. And he grew. He had, you know, like, he looked like the typical 80s boy, and all these women just
like Rob Lowe.
That's what I'm like, Reeve.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have that same kind of like, you take me back to the 80s when I was a young girl and you're singing the songs to me that I loved then. That's what I was like, oh my God, this kid's got something, which is why I reached out. And you know, I don't know if you looked at any of our videos, but we do a lot of videos with the bands that were famous in the 80s and the early 90s. So I thought this is a perfect addition to what we're doing.
Yes. No,
that makes me really happy to hear. Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, I also want to point out, I'm going to play something here. I'm going to share this on the screen. But unless anyone thinks that Reeve isn't a true musician, like you think he's just using like a solo guy in a room, dude, it can play live. And I've got a clip of you playing live in Nashville. Really good quality. And I want to share this here. I think it's worth sharing because it really puts, is it One Night Stand? Here it is. I'm gonna feel it. I know what's in store. When you shoot me a text saying, what are you up to? You know I'm gonna get it. Cause you kiss me like no other lover. Leave me like a friend. If you're coming up. live performance, right? I don't know if you heard me. I said you have like this Dirk Bentley thing to you. And I just love that you can go out there and perform live. This isn't just you're just sitting in a bedroom recording music or in a studio. You can go out there and play, as and your vocals are killer live.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm really excited because I'm going to be doing a showcase in Nashville and in Richmond, Virginia in May. But this September, I'm going to be doing a tour where I'm hitting probably 16 spots up along the East Coast, from New York to Florida, hitting some spots along also maybe like Chicago and a few other places that further from the East. But yeah, I'm going to be doing quite a few dates as well. Perfect.
You know, and I love to, like, one night stand has a double, like a metaphor in there, like a double meaning in the song. Like you see one night stand, you think preconceptions. Oh, it's about a one night stand. No, there's only one more nights I can stand. It's really good play on words with the title.
Thank you. I try to come up with some ideas that it's funny. Over Me has the same sort of feel where I hear a lot of women singing about how they want more than just a one night with a guy. And I'm like, you know what? Guys also really want more sometimes. It's, there's this, not just like this, not just women. It's just like sometimes after a night like that, it's just like, damn, I wish they would have stayed over. I actually like them. Yeah.
You didn't have to leave so quick.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't that bad.
Come on.
Where did you come from? Are you a Nashville kid or did you come from somewhere else?
No, I'm from Powhatan, Virginia. So it's about 30 minutes outside of Richmond. I grew up there and I moved to Nashville to go to college at Belmont. I got a major in songwriting.
Wow.
Nice.
Fancy. Yeah. When did you know you wanted to be a musician / songwriter?
It's funny, up until about 10th grade, I was gung-ho into being an actor. And I did the school plays and stuff like that. And I still, it's funny, outside of music, I've still done a good bit of acting. It's like some featured background stuff. And then the TV show Nashville, I had one speaking role. But I've done a bunch of small acting gigs. And I think it's until like 10th grade. And I wasn't in sports. I did like a little bit of swimming, but other than that, I really wasn't a big sports guy. So I had to find some way to be attractive to women. So I decided to learn how to play guitar.
I'll do it.
Yeah. I think before then I was writing poems and that alone would not do it. So I had to kind of add the guitar in there as well. And songwriting plus playing guitar was probably about 10th or 11th grade where I really was like, I actually do enjoy this. And I started to play local bars and stuff. And there's a bar in my hometown where I started to play after high school from like 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. So it was fun.
Did you ever see the movie Bedazzled with Brandon Fraser and Elizabeth Hurley?
No. Do I need to?
Well, the reason I bring it up is because you're talking. So the whole point of that movie is Brendan Fraser's a nerdy guy, and there's this girl he really likes that he works with, and he wants to impress her. Well, he meets a deal with the devil, who's Elizabeth Hurley, and she grants him three wishes of what he wants to do, like to impress her. And one of them is he wants to be rich, but she makes him a drug cartel guy in Colombia so that he gets all that stuff. So then he goes, I want to be a musician. Like, women love guitar players. I want to sing beautiful songs. But she makes him this really emotional guy that cries all the time when he plays the guitar. So he's at the beach and he's like, I don't know what it is about this sunset. It's making me cry. And she leaves him for this other guy. So my point is that, like you were saying about poems, that didn't do it. But there's something about if you go in there and you've got the swagger and you got a guitar, women just turn into jello. amazing thing. Right, Tina?
Well, it depends. It depends. But you do have some really good guitar riffs in your songs, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
I have occasionally talked about the panty dropper kind of sound. That does exist, just so you know.
I have album 3 might have to be subtitled the Panty Dropper album.
That would be awesome. Oh, dude, yeah.
I've got it planned up to like album four. Album one is just kind of intro to me. Album two is going to be pure beachy pop rock. And then album three is going to be my take on a classic rock record. So I think,
dude, what you do is you have just the picture on the album is a microphone and like panties hanging off the microphone.
No, I think it should be the legs with the stilettos and the panties at the bottom of the ankles.
Oh
my God. That's amazing.
See? There you go. Oh my God, that was selling like a million records just on the album. Yes, it was.
Who cares what it sounds like? Yeah.
Who cares?
Like,
wow, he's bringing back the album cover. No.
So,
but,
what is next album? Like, okay, so you've got six songs out there. How much time has gone by between song one and song six?
Too much. And that has been my fault, mostly because of just the learning process it's taken to really understand everything that goes into running everything independently. So song one, I released in, I think at the end of 24. And so it started with Back to the Future and then One Night Stand. And then I put out Here and Heaven and Over Me. And then I took the longest break from those two till my last song, I Hold On. And then I'll be putting out the next one in 17 days. So first album is going to have 8 songs. Once the 8 are done, which these next two that I'm finishing up will be out in February and March. So they're going to be one after the next. Once the 8 songs are done, I'm going to wrap everything up, put it on vinyl, and have album two, which is a lot of, album two is going to be a lot of influence by Wham, Duran Duran, Huey Lewis. Still the Bryan Adams thing, but very much more so the 80s pop, kind of a little bit of dance thing in there as well.
I love it.
Yeah.
So is it called Here in Heaven?
It's funny. Here in Heaven, or do you mean the song or the EP?
Song. The song, when I listened to it the first time, I was like, this could really be like a wedding song.
That I need to find people who like 80s music or modern 80s. Music.
Modern 80s music, yeah.
and try to pitch it to people who want to get married, because that's a great idea. I have heard that before, and it's funny, when I was writing country, I've had a couple of those songs be used for weddings, but I haven't ever put out anything from this new project and heard anybody use it. So if I do, I'll have to let you know. I need to get people to record like first dances to this kind of stuff.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
Imagine owning the greatest love songs of all time. With forgotten treasures like this one from Reeve Stimson.
Thank you.
Do you know who John Waite is?
Yes, of course.
That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah.
It's so good. What do you think, Tina, when you hear that song?
I think Well, I can't tell you what I really think because there's someone in the room listening, but I definitely could use that song in the future. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I got you. Hint, hint.
Hint, hint. I love that song. You did such a good, and you know, honestly, I didn't hear that song until today, and I've listened to it 4 times today.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Have you gotten a chance to watch the video for it?
Like, I have not watched the video for any of them yet.
Okay. When you get a chance, that one's a fun video. Over Me is an even more fun video, but that one is really inspired by, I put like 3 or 4 videos together for that. So Bed of Roses by Bon Jovi, the video for that, really, especially at the beginning and the end, I kind of make fun of waking up on at like 2 a.m. on the couch to those Greatest Hits collection CDs. And this whole video pokes fun at that.
These music. Why do you know it so well?
A number of reasons. My grandparents owned a record shop, and my dad kept a good amount of the cassettes. And he also kept a whole cassette deck. I've got like the cases for all the cassettes that he had. And my mom introduced me to a lot of classic rock and 80s. And my mom introduced me to a lot of 80s pop and specifically 80s movies, because I've got, between my cassette collection and my VHS collection, I've got more 80s knowledge than a lot of people that I'm finding who lived through the 80s.
I love it.
But it's
your parents did not fail you, Reeve.
They didn't, as far as pop culture, they did not fail me. No, they did a great job in general. I love my parents. And they're very supportive of what I do too. Shout out to Jeff and Mary.
Go Jeff and Mary. Woo woo.
Yeah. But they were never anything but super supportive of my love for anything retro and vintage. I don't think 80s is vintage, but I've always really just loved how simple and laid back and catchy a lot of 80s choruses were, that I don't hear in a lot of music now. It's funny, 80s music, 80s pop and 80s rock really inspired a lot of modern country music, which is kind of why I like late 90s and early 2000s stuff. But yeah, the majority of that comes from definitely my parents, for sure. I remember my mom introduced me to like the Thriller album on cassette at my grandma's house. And then my dad, every morning when he drove me to school, we'd listen to 96.5 classic rock, and John Boy and Billy in the Mornings. And it's just as fantastic the way that they introduced me to music, because a lot of people my age were listening to new rap and current music. And I honestly, as people will be like, you know this song, right? You listened to this when you were growing up. I'm like, no, honestly, I've never heard the song before, but I'll introduce you to this album you probably never heard either. So,
right. How old are you, Rafe?
I'm 31.
31? Mm-hmm. Makes good sense.
But he's got the MTV sign. Let's just say I have a moment of silence for MTV. Of course, MTV hasn't been MTV in over a decade. But that song is so good. Now, you referenced another one. I'm going to pull this up here because I think it's worth it. This is another great video and is showcasing the talent that we have on the phone here or on the screen. Here we go. So I actually had a note about this. So I did have this one pulled up. And the reason I pulled this up is you're playing a mechanic here. And there's two videos that come to mind right away. Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire and Stay the Night by Chicago.
I did. It's funny, we didn't use the Chicago one, but there is another mechanic video that I do use. I do use Bruce Springsteen because they're basically shot for shot in the intro of me coming out from the car. And then there's another famous mechanic video, Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, coming up.
Uptown Girl, right.
Yeah.
Right. The best part is...
my new favorite artist.
That's what I like to hear.
My favorite is when Bruce slides out from the thing. Is oh hi, he does that. Yeah. Little, oh hi, girl. Hey, how you doing?
Oh hey,
yeah, I'm ready for you later. I was waiting for the rasp from Reeve to go. Hey, how you doing? Bring your girl by later. All right. So here is here's the real video. And this is actually so good. This, see, I had it up. And let's just play this because I love the whole intro.
Hey, boss, coming to my show tonight?
Not a chance, man. And a word of advice, don't quit your day job.
Here. I'll pick it up at 6. Think you can do that?
6?
Mm-hmm. Cover me for a second.
Hey man, where are you going?
All the boys that want you, everybody's looking your way. I heat wave when you walk by, play it cool, I gotta try, keep my intention at bay. But quit my kidding, you're making me weak, to be with you I'd give anything. I'd let you wreck my life, little by little, break my heart right down the middle.
You got the look. That's when you got a shot. You got the look.
If someone would have told me just to cut my hair a little bit, thank God I finally got, I've settled on like a modern mullet. But
yep.
If someone would have told me to shave off the shaggy stuff on the side of my head before the video, luckily the next few videos, I won't look like my head is a mop. But yeah.
You have a good 80s look about you too. You're doing good, Reeve.
Thank you. Thank you, Tina.
You got her approval. That's all you need. Now, you covered the Killers, right?
I did.
But the Somebody Told Me has a Stranger Things look to it.
Yes, definitely.
Was it used in Stranger Things or no?
It was not. No. Oh, no. I was just, I don't consider what I do synthwave or, but I do consider it, you know, adjacent to that because anything modern 80s is kind of synth wave-ish. But I was capitalizing on 80s is doing well because Stranger Things is doing well. So the first thing I put out was a video I made on TikTok of me being like, let me do an 80s version of The Killer, Somebody Told Me.
It's definitely worth a cover checking out, everybody. It's that good.
It is that good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is. Vocally, so good. All right, next.
So what's next for you, Reeve?
What's that? What's next for me?
Next. I know that you're releasing a song in February, releasing a song in March, and you're going on tour in September. And so basically the rest of the time, you're just going to be playing live in Nashville and writing songs for album number 2.
100%. Yeah, yeah. I'm working on songs for album 3 and 4 while I'm doing songs for right now, because if I find one that really fits for a later project, I kind of start it and then I'll push it off until it kind of is ready to be finished. like I said, album two is going to be very pop heavy. Album three, classic rock influenced. And by classic rock, it's going to be all over the place, mostly in the realm of Foreigner, Boston, Night Ranger, Survivor. So not like, not your typical 80s rock that you hear, as far as these new bands that are coming up doing, I guess, new wave Van Halen or new wave Kiss. So not trying to pull off like 80s metal or 80s hair metal, but late 70s, early 80s rock. And then album four, what I've been hopefully gearing towards is my take on a Heartland rock. So everything from Don Henley's solo stuff to Bruce Springsteen, John Mellencamp. I think it'd be a good way to bridge how well country is doing with what I like to do as well, 80s wise.
Reeve, when you are big and powerful, do not forget us, okay? Because you will get there, trust me.
Well, thank you. I mean, how could I forget y'all? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's funny that you said Foreigner and Survivor. Those are two bands, when I was listening to your music, I was like, I can hear Foreigner and Survivor in there already. And a little bit of Huey Lewis.
Definitely Huey Lewis. I think I've got a crush on the whole Huey Lewis and the News as a group. I think they're fantastic. They're one of the few bands that I look at, and just all together as a unit, we're just a very well, and I think very underrated nowadays, band. They had great songs, but Huey's vocals were just so unique. I love them.
But there's a song you have right now that is my favorite. And now that I've got this plugged in, I think it should work. I love this song. I Hold On is so good. I'm telling you, I'm like, that's a hit song. Like this is a hit song.
They're all good, honey.
No, but I mean, there's just some that stand out. And to me, this is a standout song. That the holding of the note in the chorus, I love that. You know, like there's runs, like somebody like they'll do runs and stuff or short. The fact that you hold the note there is the goosebumps, though. Just everything about that song is like perfectly structured from beginning to end, and that's why I say, of all your songs, and they're all great, as Tina said, that one to me, it's got this whole thing to it. It's incredible.
I'm really glad you like it. My favorite part of the song is the bridge. It's kind of my callback to Cutting Crew, little bit in there. But I wrote this song with the idea of I needed a song where I could feel like I'm driving at night, specifically like as Sonny Crockett from Miami Vice. Like I needed Ooh. The nighttime drive song. And I was like, this is a song that he would put on after like something didn't go well, like the drug bust went bad and he's got to drive like to clear his head a little bit. This is it.
Dude, I'm right at, I'm going to play the bridge. Cause you said Cutting Crew.
Good.
That's so awesome. That album Broadcast is like one of my favorite albums ever. So
nice.
Yeah. It's every song. Like that's one of those songs that there's no skip. There are albums that there's no skip on that album. Broadcast.
I agree. What are you
gonna do? He's just going to do album after album of non-skip albums and Painted Uppers.
Real quick. Tina, do you have the song story game?
I do, actually. Okay, so we play a game here. It's called Song Story, right? It's just a table game. Probably end up sending you one to say thanks for joining us today. But I'm going to draw a random card, and I'm going to ask you a question.
That's all like from poker. Okay?
So all we right. need to learn a little bit about who you are behind the music. What song, and it can't be one of your own, can't you help but dance to?
I have to pick just one that I cannot help but dance to.
We're going to Jitterbug. We're going to Jitterbug.
Out of Touch by Hall & Oates.
Ooh.
especially after watching the music video. I was just yesterday, actually, I was in this room and this is a standing desk. So I was standing and watching the music video. And every time that either of them did a dance move, I was copying it. I was like, I'm going to use this in something somewhere. This is just too good. I was like, I don't know if I have whatever kind of enhancers they were using to be making that video. It probably won't be used the same, but they were fantastic. I just loved the way that they were dancing in that video. And it just felt like natural and choreographed at the same time. That's definitely a song I put on and I'm just dancing all over the house, like just cleaning up or doing laundry.
Right. So I'm going to dig into your little personal life real quick. Are we dating? Are we single?
We are engaged, actually.
We are engaged. Okay. So engaged. Even perfect. Are you ready? What is the best song to make out to?
Ooh, okay.
What are you ladies out there?
You're setting the mood for her. What are you putting on?
Man I Need by Olivia Dean.
Hey.
A new song.
It's a new song, but it is it's got some good soul to it. Olivia Dean is just, she's got one of the amazing voice, but she's got a discography of songs that I only could dream about writing. Beautiful, soulful voice.
If you really want to set a mood, dude, put on Sade.
Smooth Operator?
No. Our Love is King. Your Love is King. That's a great one. There's Our Love is King. Yeah, Sade. If you just put on the Sade collection, you won't lose.
I'll do that, and I'll let you guys know the results if we have any. Yeah.
He's like, I'm having a boy. No.
All right, where can everybody find you? TikTok and where else?
I'm on TikTok at Reeve_music and Instagram at Reeve.music. On my website, it's got links to wherever you stream music, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, Apple Music, ReeveStimson.com, first and last name.
Awesome.
No, well, thank you guys so much for having me. I did an interview this morning as well with Teresa Garrett on a show called 80s Revolution. And I love any time where I get to talk to people about music. So thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Thanks for being with us. And we will get you a copy of the show once it's done. But thanks, Reeve. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. And I cannot wait to hear your next albums.
Well, thank you, Tina. I appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll be back again with a new one. Thank you, Reef Simpson, for being with us, man.
Thank you.